no tax.
Federal judge overturns California's gay marriage ban, but there's a catch. And wait till you hear what the girlfriend of the Connecticut shooter claims was part of the reason that 34-year-old Omar Thornton decided to kill 8 co-workers at a beer distributor ship, and then killed himself. Now 90 days out from the midterm elections, we'll talk with Ann McTavish in about 10 minutes or so about how toxic language affects politics. Oh, boy. We'll be opening up a Pandora's box on that one. And our second hour, the guru of all things collectible, Harry Rinker, joins us to talk about your junk, your stuff that actually might be worth something. Who knows? Also, the big blunder of the week has to be this one. The Fed's admitting to storing body images. You know, the whole TSA thing and, okay, we're going to get to have those photographs of you and we're going to destroy them immediately. Well, apparently they're storing them up and not getting rid of them. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney with America Tonight. I don't care your stripes, left, right, undecided, somewhere in between. Just make sure you have an opinion, because we like opinions on this show. 800-259-5791. How do you like that abroad that gives you the digits right at the top? 800-259-5791. Let's start with a big decision. I got a text immediately when this happened, and what happened was the judge in California decided to overturn Prop 8. Now, this has been going on actually for a couple of years. Specifically, and looking at the ruling, and I went through it the second it came down, the judge was Judge Vaughn Walker. It was a 136-page decision, and specifically the case was Perry, by the way, versus Schwarzenegger. And this firmly rejects Prop 8. It was passed, remember, in November of 2008. I'll just give you a little snippet of what the ruling pretty much said, that as he got deep into it, the heart of this thing was that Prop 8 places the force of the law behind stigmas, he says, against gays and lesbians, including gays and lesbians who do not have intimate relationships similar to heterosexual couples. Gays and lesbians are not as good as heterosexuals, and gays and lesbian relationships do not deserve the full recognition of society. So the judgment was the first offered by a federal court with any respect whatsoever to laws banning gay marriage at the state level, and we know that there's going to be massive reverberations across the nation, certainly politically and judicially. The decision is now probably going to head to the Ninth Circuit Appeals Court, also based, as you know, in San Francisco for appeal, and from there it'll be carried up to the Supreme Court. By the way, gay marriages will not resume immediately in Cali. The decision has been stayed until August 6th, so just a couple of days, to consider arguments regarding that appeal if that happens. And so in the interim, Walker's ruling gives gay rights activists a second chance at happiness, at rejoicing, at being excited in less than a month. Because if you remember, it was back in July that a federal judge in Massachusetts ruled that the Federal Defense of Marriage Act defines marriage as one man and one woman was also unconstitutional. So let's get to some reaction on this. A White House statement was released saying that the president has spoken out in, you know, opposition of Prop 8 because it's divisive and discriminatory, and he'll continue to promote equality for the LGBT Americans. And then you had, of course, the largest organization in that group, which is Lambda Legal. And John Davidson is the head of that. He's the legal director. And he said it's not only a home run, but this is a grand slam. This decision is not going to be the end, however, of the fight, because the proponents have already said they're going to appeal. But he goes on to say, I think the factual findings that the judge has made and his clear and 136-page detailed analysis will be important to frame the case as it goes up to the next levels, pretty much. So here's what Newt Gingrich said. Newt, there's early money on Newt Gingrich to run in 2012, certainly on the GOP side of things. If Sarah Palin or other names have emerged, Mitt Romney, But Newt was the first one to come out with the statement. He released it, did so on his website, and he completely ripped the judge's decision overturning Prop 8, saying that Judge Walker's ruling is outrageous and it's a disrespect for our Constitution and the majority of people of the United States who believe marriage is the union of husband and wife. In every state, I'm giving you Newt stuff here, in every state of the union, from California to Maine to Georgia, where the people have had a chance to vote, they've affirmed that marriage is the union of one man and one woman. And then he pushes it further and says, Congress has the responsibility to act immediately to reaffirm marriage as a union of one man and one woman as our national policy. So you talk about what's happening now, the Senate vote, how big that is on the nomination of Elena Kagan as that happens, and what's going to happen with the Supreme Court, because now you have judges who are opposed to what Newt Gingrich is saying, as to what the voters are saying. The question then becomes simply this. By ruling that Prop 8 is unconstitutional, did the judge go against voters' views? Newt is right in the sense that that's been shot down almost every time it's been sent up the flagpole. So now I think more than ever, it doesn't become so much about the views of the people. It becomes what I said at the top, something that gets tossed around judicially and politically. Now let's see how this is handled politically. I'll be curious to find out if anybody, and then there are some that are going to jump on this, but how many people will actually jump on it in Congress? Because, like the illegal immigration issue, which is not going away, the gay marriage issue is not going away, the abortion issue is not going away, and there are the three deadly pieces of possible legislation and opinions that can either win you an election or sink it fast. And for the most part, if you think about it, all three have been tossed around politically and judicially. Yet when you get closer to an election, it's more about avoidance. And I don't care if it's Republican or Democrat, completely depends on the base that they're trying to win. You know the mantra of this show, if you've listened to it at all, it's about follow the money. Follow the money. Always follow the money. So lots of opinions about this, and we're going to talk about it throughout the 4 hours here on ATN. I'll go a little bit deeper on this and tell you some of the things that I think will happen as it moves along and some of the problems with the opponents and how they presented it, in this case with the judge who, by the way, is openly gay. So remember, keep this number handy, because coming up around the bend we have Ann McTavish, but then you have a chance to chime in at 800-259-5791, or you can flip me an email at americatonight.net. Talking politics and body language, mostly, though, verbally, how the politicians present themselves round the bend.
Omega-3 oils. What do you really know about their health benefits? Welcome to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flax seeds right to your door. The golden flax seed from GreatPlainsFlax.com is 99.75% pure foundation grade. The purest, highest grade flax seed available. Benefits of golden flax seed include the natural properties of fiber, lignans, and omega-3 fatty acids that provide preventative and restorative abilities to your diet. Lignans help reduce the possibility of colon, breast, and prostate cancers. Other great benefits flax seed provides are lowering cholesterol, blood pressure, and health and weight loss. Plus, it's perfect for pets, too. To learn more about other flaxseed benefits, plus get recipes and CNC Current Research, go to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Enjoy free shipping of our golden omega flax seeds within the lower 48 states. Prices start at just $22.95. Call 866-834-7485. That's 866-834-7485. Or visit GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flax seeds right to your door.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Kate Delaney broadcasting from Davis Island, Florida, the home of Governor Charlie Crist, who's running for Senate this year in 90 days. We'll see if he's able to wrangle that seat. And also the home of the first place Rays. How about that? Politics, politics, and more politics. Boy, we talk about it a lot here on America Tonight. Politicians who lie, politicians who are good at spin and want you to believe some one thing that they're saying when really it's about something else. It is a machine, I'll tell you that. It is how you verbally, I think, address groups, whether they're large or whether they're small. And trust me, a lot of people are doing that right now, whether they're running for any of the House seats that are up, which all of them are, or the 37 Senate seats, even the people running for governor. You see how hot some of those races are. So we thought it'd be fun to bring on Ann McTavish, because she is awesome in this area when it comes to looking at, you know, politicians especially, and what we can get from them verbally, and looking at, as I said at the top of this, how toxic language actually affects politics. And thanks for hanging out with us here on ATN.
Oh, thanks for having me. I get to talk about two of my favorite topics, politics and language.
Yeah. And you know what? Language really is important in politics, especially these days when you notice how often politicians either soar by brilliant speech making or their fortunes sag because they trip over their tongues, don't you think?
A lot of that. Basically, the political contests are essentially all accomplished verbally. You've got the ads that are going on. The words are extremely important. You've got the debates. You've got the videos on YouTube, and the words are crucial. Yes, images are important, but the words are crucial. It's just amazing. I think the image that comes to mind is of the ancient jousting, you know, where you had two knights, you know, in the armor where they could hardly move, but they're in the back of horses, you know, going towards each other with
sure.
these huge spears, you know. Life and death situations. We no longer have that kind of jousting. We have verbal jousting. And again, the politicians seem to want to attack their opponents all the time.
Yeah, what can people listen for, do you think, when they start to hear that? What is it we should be listening for when we hear that verbal combativeness come through, whether it's a debate or perhaps somebody just speaking on the campaign trail, or they're maybe just speaking at a you know, medium-sized kind of luncheon event?
Basically, it's not so much what you listen for, it's what you pay attention to.
There you go.
What you pay attention to is your gut reaction. You know when you have been verbally attacked. You know when there is a verbal brawl that's going on. Because language, a verbal attack, is very similar to being hit with fists. Right?
Yeah,
when
absolutely.
Was the last time you had an argument? Didn't you feel as if you know, fists were flying?
Yeah, I don't like it. I would have to agree with you there. I don't like the fist to go flying. There's no question about it. Do you think that there are some people that feel, because, you know, controversy sells, and controversy can get mm-hmm. you headlines, but you don't want to be on the wrong side of the controversy. Do you think there's kind of this misnomer that's flying around, if I'm loud and angry and really nasty, I'm going to get people to sit up and listen?
That is generally what we believe. It's not limited to the political arena. We think of people who have a righteous cause. They're going to be angry. They're going to be loud. They're going to be saying, you know, things that might not be pleasant, but they're true, or they certainly wouldn't be saying it if it weren't true. And the reason that I say pay attention to your gut reaction. You know when a verbal brawl is happening, whether the words are flying at you or whether they're flying between two other people. We treat a verbal attack very much in the same way as we treat a physical attack. If someone throws a punch at us with their fist, we have the stress response. Our body gets ready to defend itself, right?
Right.
Same thing when you're verbally attacked. You get ready to defend yourself. It's an automatic. And one of the things that, among all the stress hormones that get released so that you can run or fight, is cortisol. Cortisol's function is to get you focused on what the attack is, on what the attacker, on the stressor. And it does that by lessening your working memory, by limiting what your thinking part of your brain does, and which includes your ability to understand what's going on. So when you've got this verbal brawl that's going on, you're not really paying attention to what they're saying. You are paying more of attention to, how can I defend myself? What's going on here? You're not really paying full and proper attention. And it's very easy for them to get you diverted off onto something else. That's why attack adds work.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. I think what happens is you hear what the attack is, and a lot of times it's a soundbite that's not the whole story, or it's something that's taken out of context, but it doesn't matter. That's lost, because that's all you remember from the 30 seconds that was in your face. If you remember during the campaign just a couple of years ago when Obama got in office, on the mm-hmm. Democratic side of things, who do you want to call? Who do you want to get the call at 3 a.m.? And all people really remembered is, oh, the 3 a.m. call. Uh-huh. That was the whole thing that came out of that. That was the big line in it. But everything else was lost in it. And that wasn't even necessarily an attack. That was kind of mild. But it's the Willie Hortons, you know, if you go back to that famous ad and on down the line, it's in some cases, it's changed the fates of people who were running. I like to say that the problem I have with D.C. is it's all about reactions instead of action. So I think what you would look for, and you're the language expert, is do the actions match the words? That's what I think you is a good thing
always
to pay attention for.
Always. One of the things when you're assessing a politician, first of all, you have to say, why are they attacking? As I did too much divorce work. Let me just leave it that way.
Oh, there you go.
One of the things that you learn very, very quickly is when somebody starts screaming, it means you've hit the mark. You've got them on it. And your response is not to back off, oh, I'm terribly sorry I hurt them. Your response is, I've got to look further into this. Why are they reacting? Oh, I didn't expect them to react about this. What are they hiding? What are they trying to get me off of? What are they trying to divert me onto? So take a look at what are they doing. Look behind the actions. If you've got someone who says, I am for, you know, I'm a fiscal conservative, you know, I really believe in saying, and you check them out and you check their voting record and they haven't voted for measures that would be considered fiscally conservative, they're very eager to vote for measures that spend and spend without a purpose. So you say, it doesn't match. If you've got someone who says, well, I really support this particular industry, we really need to get, say, for the sake of argument, you know, more different types of energy sources. And yet you look at the voting record, and they voted down every initiative that would have brought forward alternative energy. They aren't, you know, something isn't matching here. And when you have the words and the actions that don't match, go with the actions. The other thing that you alluded to is that they're trying to get you diverted off of the topic.
Yeah.
And diversion is one of the main reasons that people will attack. It's like, no, get you focused over here because we don't want you looking over there because that's our weak side. We want you diverted over here. And one of the things I noted yesterday that you wrote about the investigations about Harry Reid and Sharon Angle.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing a bit of Googling, I noticed that the some people are saying, oh, well, they're now playing the race card. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is that being used as, well, you can't come after me because I'm black and powerful?
Mm-hmm.
Or is there something to it? You can't just say, oh, it's a racist charge. It's only because they're black that they're being charged with it.
Yeah, absolutely. A valid point. And we're out of time. Ann McTavish, pick up her book, terrific book, Fist-Free Language. It works for anger, bullying, and conflict in 2009. She's a great language expert. On the flip side, what went wrong in Connecticut?
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly package and ship daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com. On air, online, and on demand.
They say we offer simple answers to complex problems.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
People in Manchester are still trying to deal with the shock of what happened at a Hartford distributorship, a beer distributorship, where 8 people were killed after one of their co-workers, who had the choice of being let go or resigning, decided to calmly go into his locker, pull out some guns, and kill 8 people and wound some others. Now, the question also was raised with all these 911 calls, which are hair-raising if you listen to any of them, that who were the targets? Did it seem like he was specifically going after people? Well, here's what Lieutenant Christopher Davis said about the fact that the guy never complained and they had to go on a wild search of the building.
This is a huge building. It's a very tedious task that's before them. It's gone pretty much all throughout the night last night and will continue to go on throughout the night tonight. The company has not reported any type of racial discrimination complaints that have been filed on his behalf.
Yeah, see, that was the odd thing, because right away, of course, you have the girlfriend who had been with Thornton for 8 years, who told media people that something was bothering him, and it was because he was being racially discriminated against. Right away, the company was shocked when they started to hear these accusations. And this is Hartford Distributors. It's a family-owned business. And the reason the guy was fired is clear. They had videotape evidence. He was ripping them off. He was stealing beer. So he resigned. He pretty much was forced to resign. He responds, like I said at the top, he goes on that rampage. He kills the 8 workers. He wounds some others. And then he kills himself, taking the cowardly way out of this whole thing. And his girlfriend said that, listen, This is a proud black man who had complained to her of racial harassment months ago and provided evidence, photos of racist graffiti and monitored conversations with company managers and that kind of stuff. But the union says there was never any complaints of harassment or racial discrimination at the company, that specifically he never complained about that. The union and the company both say nothing had ever happened, ever, ever, ever. He was a dissatisfied worker, is what the union is saying, whose first targets were simply three people in the area where he worked who were in the disciplinary meeting with him. And sadly, you had a 50-year-old man who was a member of the family that owned the company. You had the president of the Teamsters and his representative who were also there, you know, on who were there when all of this happened. And you've got other victims, too, various people who had families. And like I said, this the rippling, crippling effect of this nut, this workplace deal where it's just horrible. You think of, you know, now people are talking about, so you think of the workplace shootings, and that whole phrase going postal really got legs in the mid-'80s when you had 15 people killed and six others wounded in the Edmonton post office in Oklahoma, when you had a U.S. Postal Service employee who decided to kill his coworkers because he had had enough. Now you have this guy heads off to the beer distributorship on Tuesday morning. His girlfriend sensed something was wrong, saying he looked dazed and confused and whatever she was saying when she was interviewed about it. And he goes and decides that, okay, he's going to take some people with him. Sickening. And what do you do about this? Somebody suggested to me once, we had a psychiatrist on who said, you know, you have to pay attention to the people around you and be involved. And if they look like something's off, you need to get involved and suggest that they should get help. Or can you imagine that? I know some of you listening to me, can you imagine saying, yo, Joe, you're looking a little troubled. You're scaring me. You need to go get some help. I don't think so. But sadly, whenever these pepper up, and lately we've had a few, it does make you wonder, who's the guy across the hall in this company that I don't know very well, that people are always whispering about, that he's going to be the one? Anyway, you can throw in your two cents. Here we go with the race card. It seems like now it comes up in the most opportunistic moments, and this woman being interviewed threw that out, and immediately everything was denied. And I have to believe the union and the company, because especially when you're represented by a union, you can bring those charges up with no fear of repercussions. And I think she didn't need to throw that out there, especially when you have all these people mourning loss of fathers and grandfathers and people that were wiped out by a guy who was being fired for stealing beer who had worked for the company. 800-259-5791. You can throw in your two on that, or Prop 8 and the fact that Prop 8 was reversed or actually deemed unconstitutional by a judge. Now we know that the Ninth Circuit will get a hold of this, and ultimately it'll be run up to the Supreme Court. Let's go to Sam, who's listening to us across the border in Montreal. He's our leadoff man. Hey, Sam, how are you?
I'm doing hucky and dory and mucho, mucho bien. I know I butchered Spanish. I apologize.
I love it when you butcher your Spanish. All you have to say is muy bien.
Muy bien.
There you go. Muy bien. You got it.
Okay. Where was the security at this beer distributorship?
Well, they weren't anywhere near him. They had cameras. They had video surveillance. I don't know if they had a lot of security at the building. I think they had one guard because they're not thinking anything's going to happen
right at
this family-owned business like that.
Right. And I was watching. Believe it or not, I do watch CNN from time to time. I don't only watch all sports channels. And I was watching the Hispanic gentleman. His name escapes me at the moment. And he was talking to someone who is a security expert. And from what he was hearing, it seems he chose his targets because he was walking, because certain employees said, they walked by, one guy said he walked by me with his guns, didn't do anything, but he shot the guy across the hall.
Sure.
So, you know, you think maybe it was, in a way, you know, cold, callous, and calculated.
Well, what it was, you heard me say in the beginning that look who he killed. I mean, how horrible. He killed the union guy. He killed one of the company owners and his own representative at the hearing.
Right. And, it seems to me, like you said, it's a chicken way of, you know, instead of, you know, getting back at, you know, instead of taking him to court, why don't I just kill him, you know, said to, that's it. You know, to me, that's a real chicken way of doing things. Oh yeah, and he did this, and I'm being smart ass when I say this. He called his mother to say I love you before he went on. I don't know whether to laugh or to cry or feel sorry for the lady.
I think, you know what, I think it's terrible. I think the whole thing is awful for all the people connected to it, because what do you do? Sam, you and I own a company, and we treat our employees the best we can, because we've had excellent work experiences and horrible ones, but we want good, solid people to work for us. We want to treat them the best we can, and we do that, but every once in a while we get a bad apple in and they start to rip us off. What are we going to do? We're going to call them on the carpet and they're going to be gone. They're ripping us off.
I mean,
so that's what happened here. It was clearly a case. They had him on video. He was stealing their beer. He was stealing from the company. So that's all that was about. And he was that nutty that he decided, screw it, I'm out of here and I'm going to take him with me.
Well, where Julie works, because we were talking about it earlier, if someone's caught stealing, they have the option of either paying for it and still being in big trouble, or they call the police and say, okay, we want to charge you with shoplifting. Which one is it? I guess maybe they didn't want to bring the police in on it, because I don't know how much beer he stole. You know what I'm saying?
Enough that it was significant that it wasn't like, hey, the guy just grabbed a six pack one day and we're gonna suspend him for a day and make an example or whatever. No, it was much more than that. And what's sad here, and my point to this, it's not about the amount of beer, it's not about any of that stuff.
No.
It's the fact that after it happens, you have the girlfriend, instead of showing any kind of remorse or empathy for the families of the people he killed, the victims, she defends it based on racism. Oh, well, you know, geez, he felt he was dazed and confused. He told me he was the victim of racism. Come on.
Oh.
I'm not buying it.
No, like Vince McMahon used to say, oh, come on, give me a break.
Right. I'm not buying it. And it's a bogus crutch. It was a stupid thing, I think, for her to say.
Right.
And she showed no remorse whatsoever for what happened at that company, which was ripped apart at the seams.
Right. And, okay. Oh, by the way, Steve's in town. He's in town for 3 weeks to visit his parents. You mentioned earlier about a couple of nights ago, unfortunately, I didn't have time to talk to you about it. You know, there are some nice, like, Muslim families. When Steve's father was growing up, one of his best friends was a Muslim. And when they were going through school, you had kids who you would say, oh, you're going to burn in hell because you don't believe in Jesus and all this stuff, right?
Yeah.
So when it came to being high school seniors, these kids who said, you know, you don't believe in Jesus also said, you're not going to get into college. You're Muslim. You're Jewish. They won't accept you. P.S. My brother now owns his own accounting business. And his Muslim friend is now chief pharmacist of a hospital in what we call Loser City. I mean, Toronto.
I love when you rip Toronto, because I'm so certain that eventually that's going to start to get back to some people I know in that city. Sam, take care. Thanks. Coming up on the flip side, we can count.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheT.com. That's GetTheT.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheT.com.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you. LifeWise Naturals introduces HeartWise with citronol, CoQ10, hawthorn, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just two HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
Topping this edition of We Can Count. Oh, the feeling of winning the lottery. That's what happened to a pair of co-workers in California. They claimed a $64 million jackpot from Friday's Mega Millions. Boy, and just two of them. It turns out they were friends, and they would go and get tickets, just a couple of dollars, and they'd go into a Los Angeles smoke shop and do it every week. And it's true that they opted for the cash payout. They'd collect $41.7 million. And this is what I love. They want to keep their jobs. They work for a telecommunications company, and they want to use their wealth to help their families. But first, they're planning the trip. You got to take a trip when you win that much money. And if you could go anywhere in the world, you have $41 million. They decided they're going to go to Vegas. They're going to splurge on a suite at the Bellagio Hotel. Whoa. Whew. And, you know, when you get one of those lottery tickets, I don't know if people realize this, it's always a big deal to the place that sells you the ticket because they get a chunk of the money. This little smoke and stuff L.A. place gets $320,000. That's a payout from the state for selling it there. The Mega Millions website actually posts the odds of matching all five numbers, and the mega number is one in more than 175 million. So that has to be the luckiest day of their life to be able to have that happen, to just win it like that and then get their take and and still decide that they want to work for that company. But they have walking away money. That's the thing. You know, they can walk away from the job if they decide, you know what, I've had enough of this. And I think at one point they might come to that conclusion. Now, why am I working here again? I like the people, but I don't really need the dough, and there's probably some other things I could do. We've heard these stories before about young girls sailing away and trying to attempt to sail around the world. Well, here we go again. A 14-year-old Dutch girl this time is the one who's decided that she's going to go solo and travel around the globe. Laura Decker left her home at about 9:10 in the morning on Wednesday. She's going to get into Portugal near Lisbon in 2 or 3 weeks. She's traveling. Boy, what a rough life, too, for this 14-year-old. She's traveling in her yacht with Guppy and her father, by the way, until they get to Lisbon, because that's the official place where he bails out and she does it solo. Ooh, I don't know. I think the potential danger here, I don't get it. In fact, this was a legal thing, because last October, a court ruled against letting her sail solo, saying she wasn't experienced enough to make the trip on her own. But they did throw out the little carrot and said that she could be allowed to travel this year if she did certain requirements that the court established for her to sail, certain things she had to meet to be able to sail that boat. So she's trying to become the youngest person to do it by herself. I don't know. Call me crazy, but any of you listening, if you had a 14-year-old daughter and she might be an incredible sailor, how would you feel about her doing the solo thing? It just seems so stupid to me and so risky. Poor choices at the expense of somebody who's young, risking her life. And is she risking her life because of the fame, because of the feet, because of the, what? And what if something terrible happens to her? And sure, she can have computerized equipment, satellite stuff, but that, Mother Nature. What happens to the swells? What happens when she's out in the ocean, if there's some kind of unforeseen event? I don't know. Maybe somebody else out there sees it differently than me. I get that you have to, cut the umbilical cord and let your kids do and experience things on their own, but I think that's just a little too drastic. I mean, I don't know if I'd feel comfortable even if I had a kid that was in college that wanted to do it. Just the whole idea that they're alone for however long, clearly not knowing for sure what they're going to encounter, because how would they know that? All right, this is a sad one. We're talking about the heat a lot this summer. No matter where you live, I'm sure there have been at least a few hot days. In the Northeast, it's been kind of like living in a furnace for a lot of people there. And in the Midwest, people are starting to complain about the heat wave, and in the South, it's been boiler. It's been boiler. So now the number of suspected heat-related deaths reported across the South, specifically in the Midwest, just in this past week, hit the number 9. And the reason for this is probably double digits. When you start to get up into the 102, 103, and then more than that, that's often when people don't have air conditioning, or somehow they find themselves in a position where they're not drinking a lot of liquids, and that's what happened in some of these cases. In one case, the guy was found dead in his house, and the heat was a major factor, didn't have anything on as far as air was concerned when they found him. This happened in Tennessee. And then you had another guy who was mowing the lawn, and he had chronic illness, but he died from exposure to the extreme heat. That's when you got to say, look, I know that it looks like gray gardens out front, but I do not care. I cannot mow this lawn. It's just too risky. You had somebody else who, same thing, they were out working in the yard, and they died of a heat stroke. I don't get that. No yard is worth that. And what you have to do, because I know I've been in extreme conditions and done stupid things, by the way. One time when I first went to an NFL football camp, I mean, the temperatures were crazy. Whatever it was, along with the humidity, it was triple digits, I'm sure of it. I had some water, but I didn't drink anything. I didn't have any of those electrolytes, nothing Gatorade, Powerade, any of that kind of stuff. And boy, it caught up to me. I was so, so sick. For 2 days, I was sick. And, you know, got better by just pumping myself full of liquids, went to the emergency room, was okay. But what you're supposed to do is not drink anything with alcohol or caffeine. For one, do not mow the lawn. Duh. Don't do any of that stuff before noon or schedule outdoor activities, whether it's mowing the lawn, running, whatever, before noon or in the evening when it's at least a little bit cooler. And once it gets into the triple digit arena, you just don't want to be caught out there doing something stupid. You have to pay attention to what's going on with the thermometer. It's just too deadly to ignore that. So I just shake my head. I've seen people do it. I saw somebody doing it last week. I saw a guy, and he was in good shape, and, hey, he was jogging, and he looked like death. He looked like running death, and I thought, boy, you know, look, you have six-pack abs, but I think one day or a week is not going to kill you. I'm just thinking probably no. And we're going to leave you with this last one here for We Can Count. It has to do with a Mexican immigrant jailed in Texas for repeatedly being deported for various violations, and he was sentenced to 11 years in prison. This is kind of rare. He was deported three times, and 35-year-old Manuel Vega got too many passes. A court decided that he had to go to prison for illegally reentering into the U.S. after consistently being deported. And the reason partially for this is they found 8 aliases that he used, and they found all kinds of things in his house. He was a career criminal alien who avoided being caught because he had so many names, different identification. He was arrested at one point for driving while intoxicated with a kid in the car. And with that kind of criminal history, ICE was able to nail him for all kinds of things. If you have any thoughts on the show, you can flip them to me at americatonight.net.